This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Lyndall Sewell and Janet Harazda. They are both on the committee for the Cocoa Beach Contra Dance. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us about Cocoa Beach Contra Dance. It's not just in Cocoa Beach.
No, we have two dances a month, and one is the first Saturday of every month up in Cocoa Beach at the Cocoa Beach Recreation Center at 321 Ramp Road, and the one that's coming up is our third Friday dance, which is on Eddie Allen Road in Melbourne at Tropical Haven.
What exactly is contra dancing?
Contra dancing is a modern-day barn dance. It is intensely fun, wonderful live music and a collar. It's just so much fun that we just had to get in here and tell you about it. We want as many people as possible to come to our next dance, which is with an incredible band, nationally known band to contra dancers. It's called Perpetual Emotion.
Would you parallel this with square dancing?
The movements are similar to square dancing. It comes originally from square dancing and English country dancing. There's two long lines of couples. They do similar movements to square dancing, but it's a different formation. So it's you're dancing with everybody in the long lines, and it's like a weaving of movements. And it's just such a wonderful community event. It brings together all kinds of people, kids and older people, and it's just lots of fun.
We have people that are quite young, probably 10-ish or so. And then one of my favorite dance partners is a woman who just turned 87. And she dances four nights a week. And she is a dance zealot. And it's wonderful. She does all types of dancing. The contra dancing is very lively. It was explained to me as you get to wear really colorful skirts and have a lot of fun and laugh all the time. And that's the nice part about contra dancing. Each of the dances is called by a caller, so you know which movements they're going to ask you to do. And it's kind of like an international language. You can go all over the world contra dancing because the moves are similar. So you don't really have to know what you're doing. There's no experience required, no dress attire required. Just come and have a great time.
And you usually do instructional previews before the dance actually starts.
They do. Our dance officially starts at 8, but we have a 7:30 where the caller will take all the new people that are there and pair them with someone who's more experienced. And then he goes over some of the common movements that you do. There's what we call active couples, which are heading in one direction from the band, who's the head of the stage, and then inactive couples, which are heading the other direction. So it's a lot of fun because everybody messes up, but it's no big deal, so you just laugh and go on. That's the best part about it.
So you have lots of folks that come to these?
Yeah, we have a good group. There's a core group of regulars, and then we always have new people coming. Very easy and fun, but very lively. It helps you're somewhat agile and able to at least walk in time with the music, but it's still fun for beginners, and the caller is so good. The one that's coming is Dana Parkinson, and she just is able to make beginners have a blast, as much fun as the advanced dancers have. So it's really fun.
She takes her energy and you just feed off of it and then have a great time with it. She can tell if things are getting sticky and she can help you through those sticky bits, and otherwise it's very smooth. And people that are new, we have a little name tag that says new if you choose to wear it, and then other people that are more experienced will see that new name tag and say, hey, you want to dance? And it doesn't matter, women can dance with women, men can dance with men, men dance in skirts sometimes. Like I say, there's no dress code, and that's what makes it so
much
fun.
But it does help if you wear good shoes, you know, that hold on to your feet. Not generally, flip-flops don't go that well.
Well, it sounds like a great amount of fun, and give us the date and time again.
The date is May 17th, this coming Friday, and the lesson is at 7:30. Dance starts at 8 and goes until 11. And people generally bring snacks, so it's a bring-your-own snacks.
There's a break mid-dance, and we all break
provide
the snacks.
The water, or if you want something else. It's non-alcoholic and no smoking, though.
And no cologne as well. We try and not wear heavy scents so that those who might be allergic to it won't be exposed to that. There's always a live band, always a live caller. So, inexpensive, $12.
And you just pay that at the door?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so you have a website. Let's give them the web address if they want to get more information.
Okay, CocoaBeachContraDance.org.
All right, well, it sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of good exercise, a lot of good camaraderie, and we hope everyone will come out. So once again, it's on the web at CocoaBeachContraDance.org.
Yes, and Perpetual Emotion is the great band.
We want to see you there.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.